12.4 e-filing. All right, we have a similar problem with e-filing that we have with some of the litigation support software, and that we don't know what your jurisdiction is going to use. Not just every state is different. There are very few states that now have statewide systems of filing. Some are going to that. But most states still leave it up to the counties, and in some cases, even the individual courts. So we can't really know what your system's going to have. So let's gravitate towards the federal system of e-filing, which actually is probably a little harder than most state systems now, because federal always takes its sweet time in terms of upgrading their systems. But there are two aspects of the federal digital court that we want you to be aware of. First is called PACER. PACER is how you find a document that has been filed in the federal court system. The other is CMECF, which is Case Management Electronic Case Filing, CMECF. You use CMECF to file the document. You use PACER to find the document. We have some links on this webpage so that you can learn how to use PACER. Filing a complaint, that's a link. Filing a response, filing an answer, filing a motion to compel. We also have tutorials in CMECF that we recommend that you use. Now, your instructor may not require this. I don't know if he or she will, but we really do recommend that you use these tutorials and these demonstrations, exercises that are on the federal system, because it will give you, again, that frame of reference once you get hired. And if an attorney in an interview asks you, well, do you know how to use the state filing system? If you say, well, no, I'm not familiar with that. We weren't taught that, but we were taught how to use the federal system, PACER and CMECF. If you say that, then the attorney is going to be pretty pleased and know that you will have the ability, if you can use the federal filing system, that you'll be able to very quickly come up to speed with the state system. So use all the links. We have additional exercises further on below. We have commonly asked questions on this page, and we recommend that you use all the tools on this page, but especially those tutorials. Don't blow this off. I know it's like the very end of volume one, and you're probably excited to be here, but don't blow this off. Use these demonstrations and tutorials to give yourself that frame of reference. And then when you're ready to go for an interview, come back and revisit these so that when you go into the interview, you can make an intelligent comment or comparison about them. So that's it, and I can't believe it, but except for the wrap-up, we're done with the actual textbook, Volume 1, so congratulations about that. We'll move on to the wrap-up now, and make sure you're ready.